This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time now for Ask the Pharmacist with Elizabeth Roddick, our resident pharmacist. Hi there.
Hello, Simon.
And I'm going to be looking behind the headlines again for you, just to get the truth of some of the stories that are out there, because there's always some crackers, aren't there, Elizabeth?
There are indeed.
I mean, I don't know what the ratio is, but I mean, I would say out of, you know, seven headlines, you'd be lucky if three of them actually are as accurate when you read the actual article and look at the research.
They say it's to sell the newspaper. Mm. So I sometimes wonder, but it is quite worrying, I think, for the fact that people are reading this and perhaps believing exactly what it says.
And you might just see the headline and just take that in, yep. Well, we shall set sail. The Guardian, we'll start with, it stated that artificial sweeteners may promote diabetes. Now, that does sound quite odd, doesn't it?
Yes, I agreed with that. Agreeing with that, Simon. First of all, the research was mainly in mice. Researchers were from the Weizmann Institute of Science and other centres in Israel. They looked at the effect of artificial sweeteners on bacteria in the gut and how this affects glucose metabolism. Now, that's how the body gets rid of glucose or sugar. The research was initially done in animals, but the next stage was to see the effect on humans. With the mice, they tested the artificial sweeteners against water and glucose on thin and fat mice to see how quickly the body cleared the glucose from the blood after they were given glucose to eat. Both types of mice taking the artificial sweeteners over 11 weeks developed glucose intolerance. I'll tell you about that in a second. And without the sweeteners, they didn't. Now, the glucose tolerance test, which some people may have had, in fact, to check for diabetes, that's a check to see how quickly the body clears the glucose after it's been consumed. And in the human studies, the participants had a...